following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
Hey everybody, it's Mike Rogers once again coming to you with another Refuge Daily. Thanks for tuning in, and I have a question for you today. I wanted to ask whether or not you've ever questioned if God really cares for you. Has that ever come up in your mind? It would most likely be at times when we're going through some pretty serious challenges, or maybe even just small challenges at times, wondering, well, where is God in this? We're not alone in that, but I think that Peter touches on it pretty well when he writes in one of his first letters, in chapter 5, verse 7, it says, "Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." And I like the way the New Living Translation puts it. It says, "Give all your worries and your cares to God, for he cares about you." And so Peter touches on that. But I think if we look in the Bible and we see that you can quickly find a lot of people who struggle with that same question, whether or not God really cared for them. And certainly David, in many parts of his life, has suffered through lots of hard times, some difficult challenges. You may remember in 1 Samuel when King Saul was out to kill David, and David was pretty much in dire straits. He was not sure what was going to happen to him, and yet he wanted to trust in God. But it may have felt like maybe God wasn't watching out for him, because it seemed pretty serious what was about to happen to him. But he wrote a prayer in Psalm 57. We can read that and see just the things that he was going through at that time, and how he really looked to God and God was there for him. In Psalm 57, it says, "Have mercy on me, my God, have mercy on me, for in you I take refuge. I will take refuge in the shadow of your wings until the disaster has passed. I cry out to God Most High, to God who vindicates me. He sends from heaven and saves me, rebuking those who hotly pursue me. God sends forth his love and his faithfulness. I am in the midst of lions. I am forced to dwell among the ravenous beasts, men whose teeth and spears and arrows, whose tongues are sharp swords. Be exalted, O God, above all the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth. They spread a net for my feet. I was bowed down in distress. They dug a pit in my path, but they have fallen into it themselves. My heart, O God, is steadfast. My heart is steadfast. I will sing and make music. Awake, my soul, awake, harp and lyre. I will awaken the dawn. I will praise you, Lord, among the nations. I will sing of you among the peoples. For great is your love, reaching to the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the skies. Be exalted, O God, above the heavens. Let your glory be over all the earth." So we see how David dealt with a difficult time, and then he, of course, was victorious in the end with God's help, of course, God's plan. I like how Paul also tells us in Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Such an important part, to be in Christ Jesus. So maybe you're not questioning whether or not God cares for you. Maybe you're very well aware that he does care for you. You should be, because he sent his only begotten son to die for us. So we can rest in that. We can trust in that. He wouldn't have done that if he didn't care for us. I think you can agree with that. So I hope you're not going through any difficult trials or times right now, but the world is, certainly. We see that happening. And maybe somebody else you know is, or maybe it is you. But in any case, I hope you'd be encouraged today that God does care. He knows what's going on, and he cares. And maybe you want to share that with somebody else if you know somebody who's going through a difficult time. May God bless you today, and may you be blessed in every way by knowing that we have a God who cares for each and every one of us. Take care now. This is Mike Rogers signing off. Have a great day.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495.
Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't wanna be a prisoner no more. Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life begins. Set free my heart, set free my soul. I don't want to be a prisoner no more.
No more.
Unlock the door that holds me in. This is the day that life